Welcome, everyone, to Convocation 2022 here at Dominican University, California.
Bienvenidos a todos. Maligayang pagdating. Welcome. I'm delighted to be hosting Dominican University of California's convocation ceremony for 2022. My name is Nicola Pitchford. I'm the university's president. Looking around as we came in, I recognized a few faces from August who I assume must be loved ones of our first year trustee scholars. It's lovely to welcome you back. I had the chance to chat with a few of you at orientation just after you dropped off your students at the dorms. It was a privilege to be with families at that significant moment and to share pride, a few motherly tears. That was really a lovely occasion. And I can imagine what a mix of emotions you must be feeling to be back here now. I want to thank you for your trust in bringing your loved ones to Dominican. You can be sure that the health, happiness, and growth of your student is our highest priority as an institution, as a staff, as a faculty. And the growth of your student is our highest reason for doing the work we do. To see students thrive is the drive behind everything this university does. Every course prep, every session of office hours, every campus improvement, every financial aid package, every time we mow the lawn, every social event. We're a university, we are also a home and a family. And if that doesn't feel authentic to your experience, I encourage you to speak up and tell us how to be better. Students, to you, I would like to convey my immense pride in everything you have accomplished and everything I know you are going to work hard and accomplish together and individually. For those of you who are trustee scholars, warm congratulations on everything you have accomplished to get you to Dominican. To those of you who have been on the dean's list for 2 semesters, 4 semesters, 6, even more perhaps, you've done amazing work under extraordinarily difficult conditions over the last couple of years. You have prevailed and succeeded through things that none of us had truly pictured or imagined. You have my admiration for sure, and I'm delighted to shake some of your hands today. I hope that everybody in attendance will stay for the reception after the ceremony, and indeed for the whole of family weekend this weekend, including our athletic games tomorrow. It would be very special to meet families of our students and to welcome you personally. We will celebrate our honorees shortly, and I'm glad to say that this will require some patience on your part because it is such a large group of students who have really exceeded in what they've accomplished and met the standards for academic honors in the past year. Before we do celebrate, though, it's my pleasure to introduce the president of our Associated Students of Dominican University of California, Jennifer Borromeo. Jennifer, President Borromeo, will present the shield for the class of 2026. Shield Day has been a special tradition at Dominican for many, many decades, and it's one that we treasure. I know you will enjoy it.
Thank you, President Pitchford. Good afternoon, and welcome to the annual presentation of the Shield, one of the most beloved traditions at Dominican. Shield Day dates back to the 1920s, when classes began designating shields in honor of and the elements from the original Dominican Shield, which featured a golden dog carrying a flaming torch in its mouth. Dominicanus, in Latin, is Latin for Hounds of the Lord, which the torch was meant to symbolize truth. And every year, the senior class welcomes the first year class with the gift of a custom illustrated shield, reflecting the inspirational motto to guide students through their time at Dominican. This year, junior Priscilla Torres has designed a beautiful shield for our first year students. I selected the motto, bear with me for my Latin pronunciation, but Siscrat Scientia Via Exculator, which is roughly translated to let knowledge increase and let life be perfected. The shield embodies our hope for the class of 2026. We hope you take what you've learned from the pain and adversities you've experienced in recent years and persevere. Persevere through this new journey of higher education, gain knowledge, and make a positive impact in our society. College can feel heavy, mentally and physically. You'll face many obstacles, and that's why your shield shows a rock, cliffs, and mountains. Contrasting colors represent the dividing line between our dreams and reality. May the dream of the life you want to serve as your motivation and become your reality. The fusion of the person and the elephant symbolizes the mind and body working together. These two components in harmony, you may feel like the world is on your shoulders, but you could achieve to do anything. Thank you.
I think it's an unusually beautiful one. Thank you very much, Jennifer. And now, another beloved tradition, which is Convocation's annual alumni keynote address. Valerie Jane Chua graduated from Dominican in 2008 with a BA each in communications and humanities. She went on to earn her MBA in strategic management from Western Governors University. Valerie Jane began her career as a teacher and a behavioral specialist for students with social and emotional challenges or backgrounds of abuse. Later, she served as the director of a nonprofit advocating equity in education through music and dance at public schools throughout Northern California. Since then, Valerie has worked in diverse fields, including retail, risk management, and cybersecurity. She is truly the all-around Dominican alum. Currently, Valerie works for Meta, promoting safety and security measures for Meta personnel. She has served Dominican as a two-term member of our alumni board. She's a high school volleyball coach and a foodie who is committed to community. Valerie Jane is a beloved Dominican family member. We are delighted to welcome her back today, and I look very much forward to hearing what she has to say. Welcome.
I have no idea who actually wrote that bio, but whoever wrote that, you added the foodie, thank you. Well, welcome to Convocation 2022. What an honor it is to be sharing part of my story with you. I only have 7 minutes, so you know, hey. But it is also such a pleasure to be able to stand here and just be able to see everyone and congratulate you all for being here and for the accomplishments that you have really accomplished over the last year, 2 years, however long. Obviously, my name is Valerie, representing the class of 2008. I'd cheer right now, but I'd probably be the only one. I graduated, obviously, with a double major in communications with a focus in journalism and marketing. and then also in humanities with a focus in social and cultural studies. I also hold the master's, as Dr. Pitchford has also said, so I won't bore you with that. But yeah, let me talk about a little bit about what I do now. At Meta, formerly known as Facebook Incorporated, I am an operational program manager leading security, education, and awareness. My objective is to mitigate our human risk factor and empower our personnel to adopt more secure behaviors, regardless of their role. Increasing a company's security posture is no easy feat, especially at Meta. So, regardless of what you think of a company, what apps you use, there are people like me who work tirelessly to just make sure that we're doing what we can to keep you all safe and secure. My work within the information and cybersecurity space is extremely visible and is consumed by technical and non-technical partners within our internal population of over 200,000 people globally. That includes our Meta employees as well as our contractors. Happy Cybersecurity Awareness Month, by the way, for those of you who are aware. In addition to my role at Meta, I actually recently joined the Women in Cybersecurity Board of Directors, a global organization focused on bridging the gap and providing resources, training, and a community for women and allies of all ages to increase representation in tech security workforce. Right now, women represent just 25% of that workforce globally. Prior to joining Meta, I had no experience working in security or in tech. I had been working in corporate brand marketing at Williams-Sonoma, a Fortune 500 company and one of the biggest multi-channel retailers in the world. In my role there, I worked with a lot of household appliances, brand names, celebrity chefs, TV networks, major organizations, including St. Jude's and No Kid Hungry. Prior to that, which actually takes me back to when I graduated from Dominican all those years ago, I worked nearly 10 years in the nonprofit education sector, advocating for educational equity through specialized program development, building resources for underserved communities. The work was recognized in 2015 here, where I was a recipient of the inaugural Outstanding Recent Graduate Award. Other remaining parts of my resume that relate to Dominican include serving the alumni board, as Dr. Pitchford has already mentioned. Sorry, I'm just reading off of what I wrote. As well as working for Dr. Randy Hall in the Department of Natural Sciences and Dr. Denise Lucy in the Broussey School of Business. So how did I get here though? Kind of doesn't seem like it all matches. I get that question a lot actually at work. So 19 years ago, I really wasn't sure what I'd be doing after high school. While my parents, who immigrated to the United States before I was born, both obtained degrees in their native country, they never really pushed me, as I know other parents with similar cultural backgrounds to do, and what we're known to do, I guess. The only true expectations of me were to obtain a college degree and work to establish my own independence, non-reliant of anyone else. My parents steered me in a direction to pursue that which makes me happy, and where I could independently take care of myself, my responsibilities, safely and respectfully. But why and how Dominican? To tell you the truth, it's kind of one of those things where it just kind of happened. No, it's not really a good sell for Dominican, but you're all here anyway, so yeah. I had to figure things out though. I had to figure things out on my own when I was watching everyone else go through the process of college applications and really just kind of stressing out. I kind of did not do that. I didn't have enough guidance, really, actually, from our high school counselor. I didn't know the right questions to ask. My friends were all stressed out. They're overachievers. And my parents just didn't really know the processes here. Dominican happened to send me a marketing pamphlet. I don't know if you all know what that is nowadays, because you all do electronic, but hey. And at the time, my parents and I were intrigued. We were intrigued by how the school presented itself on this marketing pamphlet. That's what marketers do, right? But I fully embraced kind of what Dominican was when we were able to kind of explore what Dominican could provide. And honestly, I expected to just go to community college, mainly because financially going college tuition and going to something much larger than local just seemed so impossible. I'll likely always remember campus visit day in December 2003. Please do not tell me you were not born then. I'll just ignore it. The campus was and still is absolutely gorgeous, and my parents felt that Marin County was safe enough for me to live on my own. I submitted my application during campus visit day, and shortly after, on the day that I actually got my driver's license, I also got a call that I got accepted with a scholarship to Dominican. I remember yelling out loud, "I'm going to college." Never thought I actually would say those words. My Dominican experience has truly been a part of my journey to get to where I am, both academically and professionally. Before entering Dominican, I was very reserved and a little bit more calculated, I should say. I was also somewhat intimidated because I now had to move into a community where what I looked like and may at times my noticeable accent would be part of what defined me to everybody else. I just wanted to fit in. While in an unfamiliar territory, I was greeted from day one with such open arms and such a quaint and lively energy in both ways. The first person who greeted me on campus is still my friend today, actually. I don't know if any of you know Maureen Dinieva Marsh, but her name kind of tends to kind of last for the ages. It didn't take long for me to feel safe in this new environment until my first night. It was a night class at the Alameda Library, where most of my classes actually were. I ended up being late to class because I didn't know what to do since all the deer were just standing on the lawn when I crossed Penafort to the lawn and they all just looked at me. Talk about deer in the headlights, and I'm not talking about the deer. So then what did I do? I walked back around actually and near the then parking lot, which is now the science building, to get to class. I'm a suburban girl. Dominican even showed me what trees look like when they're green and then they turn pretty colors. We don't see that there. But truly, Dominican is a gem. It was a perfect place for me to transition from home to the challenging real world. It welcomes and embraces you for who you are and provides a unique and personable experience, especially the Dominican experience as it is today. Navigating anything and everything, anywhere and everywhere, can be both predictable and unpredictable at times. And all I can really do is just trust my intuition and just be authentically myself. Over time, I have had to learn what that means, and I have had to learn and lean into my strengths, work on the things my strengths don't necessarily showcase, aka weaknesses, we don't call that there out there now, and continue to operate with kindness and integrity. I have always had an air of pride and confidence in my abilities, but they were also masked by cultural mannerisms and my upbringing with respect and obedience. Finding a strong sense of confidence and ability to take risks and to be unapologetically myself, at least for me, took a long time to discover. It also took me a long time to understand and actually embrace. And Dominican was a catalyst in my true path to self-discovery. Navigating life is complex, and the truth is there is no one thing that can magically make all of the things you want happen. I mentioned being in nonprofit for almost 10 years. Well, that was also a result of graduating during the economic recession and having to compete for jobs against people who had just gotten laid off, years of experience. It was a result that changed my life though. And Dominican too was a bookend for that as well. My last job in nonprofit education was here. I joked in 2016 when I accepted a job offer outside of Dominican that it took me 8 more years to graduate after I actually graduated. And during my work here, the magic of this place continued to embrace me through coworkers and my mentor, Corey Colburn, who took every moment she could to help me find my strengths and give me a book. And she actually gave me a book which focused on the power of personal branding. As you all continue to navigate your own paths, I want to leave you with some things that I've learned a little bit along the way. One, find a mentor and invest time in the things that truly interest you. Two, go beyond your perceived limitations and take some risks along the way. It is okay to not always be right, and how you react and respond to adversity is a greater lesson. And finally, do not let others define who you are or how far you can go. If you want something, work to make it happen. I know it's a little bit easier said than done, but truly, if you want it to happen, just make it happen. Finally, life is not easy, and as you continue on your journeys, it will be important to remind yourself that at the end, what is important is your own self-introspection and ability to respond and react to continue to progress. I will leave you with kind of a long passage. I don't really usually include passages in my speeches, but I think this is a good one. It is a passage from Citizen in a Republic, a speech delivered by former U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt. This notable passage is known as The Man in the Arena. Actually, a year ago, somebody sent this to me because I needed a reminder for my own self, actually. So the passage is, It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end of triumph, of high achievement, and who at worst, if he fails, at least fails with daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. Thank you once again, and I am looking forward to speaking with some of you later on.
Thank you, Valerie. We're delighted, as always, to welcome you home. My name is Mushkan Bemand, and I'm Vice President for Academic Affairs and Dean of the Faculty here at Dominican. Like President Pitchford, I have served here at Dominican in various roles for over a decade before assuming my current role. So I can tell you from experience that this is a truly extraordinary place. One of the most extraordinary and inspiring parts of Dominican, one of the components that makes Dominican what it is our students. From my many years in the classroom, I can attest to that firsthand. Our students are wise, curious, hardworking, resilient, kind. And I always think of them as especially earnest, whether it's first semester students or students in their third or fourth year. Experience has always shown that we're in the classroom interacting with each other. There's both care and vulnerability and attention and learning and different types of expertise. It's just a wonderful place to be. So it's our privilege to serve a remarkably diverse student body, a population that actually looks like California, and a population that also looks like the future of our nation. Earlier this year, Dominican achieved minority-serving institution status from the U.S. Department of Education. That means that we met the necessary demographic requirements to earn both the designation as a Hispanic serving institution and as an Asian American, Native American, and Pacific Islander serving institution. So for us, this was a real milestone. It was a tangible affirmation of our commitment to improving access and equity to education for students of all backgrounds and identities. We pursued this federal recognition because it publicly declares that we'll prioritize diversity, equity, and inclusion in our decision-making and the design of our student experience. This status makes available to us certain exclusive federal funds and opportunities to help our students find success in college and achieve their dreams here and beyond. So as part of that, I'm actually delighted to report that last week we learned that we would receive a competitive $3 million grant that is available only to Hispanic serving institutions. Over the course of 5 years, those federal funds will support us in developing bridge programs and building the capacity of our existing student support services to help learners of all backgrounds and identities thrive. And if you think about that, as a student here, you might have been known or been in touch with the CARE team or the HOPE team or have an integrative coach or engaged in the community or plan for a capstone later on. all of those are part of this, and all of those are supported through this grant. So I'm grateful to our students for inspiring the work, and to my colleagues for the work on crafting this grant application and allowing us to expand our services both here and to our community at large. So with that, I'm very glad to introduce the student awards component of this afternoon's program. Our three school deans will read the names of our honorees. So to start, I'm pleased to welcome to the podium Dr. Young J. Lee, Dean of the Borowski School of Business.
Thank you, Mojiga. Now, we will honor our first-year trustees scholars. Please rise and come to the stage, and please remain on the stage together until all your names are read. Sienna Fairbanks. Morgan Newkirk. Zoe Gustafson. Olivia Johnson. Natalie Euler. Morgan Doherty. Erin Wilson. Ava Kenyon. Ava Rifalato. Haley Grimmard. Sarah Hibbert. Madeline Hernandez. Gianna D'Azero. Annalise Mirage. Natalie Vargas. Kaylin Anderson. Nancy Hu. Ellie Wong. Vanessa Cruz Suarez. Isaiah Amaranto. Andrew Agruo. Jasmine Longi. Dejanae Jackson. Cassidy Ravello. Sophia Tuxin. Brianna Anderson. Lily Mae Sisson. Hannah Lam Truong. Sophia Poteos. Estrella Baum. Tiara Navarrete Amaro. Alyssa Leek. Mariana Restrepo. Luisa Ho. Erica Anderson. Zasra Mohammed Rabi. Fernanda Reyes Santos. Rocky Escobar De Leon. General Ballone. Ariane Dai. Pascal Wolf. Alexis Abalos. Trinity Billingsley. Friends, families, colleagues, our trustee scholars. Carl Gruber, Dean of the School of Health and Natural Science, I welcome you to the podium.
Okay. Thank you, Young Jay. You're a tough act to follow. Would the sophomore honorees, students who have maintained a 3.6 GPA or higher for two or more consecutive terms, please stand and come to the stage. And thank you for remaining on the stage until all of the names are called. Ian No. Amreen Munshie. Kathleen Nicole San Pedro. Nicole Tran. Ronaldo Adelin. Jamie Wynn. Abigail Adame. Damaris Gomez. Emily Melton. Jake Blazona. Charlotte Moody. Gina Dudley. Emily Charlton. Ireland O'Donnell. Isabella Bueno.
Carmen?
Carmen Dotario. Sarah Payesco. Friends, families, and colleagues, our sophomore honorees. All right. Dr. Gigi Gocek, Dean of School of Liberal Arts and Education, I welcome you to the podium to announce our remaining honorees.
Thank you, Carl. I have the special privilege of announcing two groups of exceptional students. You'll notice as the ceremony progresses that the groups of honorees decrease in size. That's because sustaining a 3.6 GPA through junior and senior year is an impressive feat. At this time, I'd like to invite our junior honorees. Students who have maintained a 3.6 GPA or higher for four or more consecutive years to please stand and come to the stage. And thank you for remaining on the stage until all your names are read. Julia Dyer. Joseph Perez. Augustus Muse. Danica Clifford. Nyla Sagir. Gabriella Meza. Laura Alvarez Pineda. Selena Ornelas. Jenna Dooley. Katie Sobosloy. Morgan Simana. Osvaldo Calderon. Sean Verdotti. Monique Ochoa. Amber Bell. Meredith Hagler. Alejandra Melendez. Aaron Tufts. Juliet Ingram. Austin Yee. Destiny Galarraga. Jasmine Bindoy. Sophia Hull. Emma Hartvigson. Friends and families and colleagues, our junior honorees. Finally, it's time to recognize our senior honorees. These students have sustained a 3.6 GPA for six or more consecutive semesters. Senior honorees, please stand and come to the stage. And thank you for remaining on the stage until I read all your names. Ariel Predovich. Sabrina Solis. Isabel Pisano. Amanda Rigosa. Aaron Heckelman. Alice Nguyen. Amanda Lamb. Malia Marr. Lauren Servanek. Emma Debsky. Mitchell Sanders. Brennan Krebs. Emily Vu. Anjali Joy Binwahan. Sean Buckles. Christian Schroed. Adam Ure. Matthew Halem. Yes. Wakili Bennett. Camilla Carsbo. Dorothea Hill. Francisco Serna. Sachi O'Hara. Jacqueline Valdepeñas. Ma Patricia Durell Pig. Jan Ashley Escocio. Claudia Gagliano. Emma Lehman. Cameron Sorry. Kiana Hackman. Jillian Day. Aideen Marquez. Riley Camp. Zoe Saludoris. Isadrina Juliard. Jessica Ramirez. Molly Rowe. Elwin Diaz Cortez. Dimitri Torres. Friends, families, colleagues, our senior honorees. To fill Angelica Concert Hall with the Dominican spirit and send us off to the president's reception on a high note, please join me in welcoming to the stage the a cappella workshop singers directed by Melinda Martinez Becker. They will perform the university's spirit song. Abigail. Okay. All right. So Abigail, Mariella, Amanda, Lindsay, Solena, Molly, Elle, Bella, Damaris, Samantha, John, Joshua, Noah, and Julian.
Thank you, members of the a cappella workshop. Thank you, Melinda, for once again bringing us beautiful music to close the ceremony. And thank you, families, for joining us to celebrate these enormously accomplished students and to join us in hope and celebration of what we know is yet to come. I hope finally that now everybody will join us to partake in refreshments and celebrate on Meadowlands Lawn. I look forward to talking with more of you individually. Thank you very much.